friends. This morning, we're continuing the series of talks which were started yesterday. Yesterday, you may recollect, we tried to understand the subject of evolution, evolution lower and evolution higher, as illustrated by this chart, by this diagram. Now, today we're continuing that series, and today we're considering the subject of the Buddha, man, or Superman. I mentioned, I think, yesterday that I originally prepared this series of talks 2, or I believe perhaps even 3 years ago. And I recollect that when I was preparing this particular lecture, this particular talk, just to, as it were, stimulate myself or give myself a few ideas, I was idly flipping through the pages of a very fat volume of quotations from all sources which I happened to possess. It was in fact presented to me about 4.5 years ago by our friend Mike Rogers, to provide me, as he hoped, with material for lectures. So sometimes it does prove very useful when one's brain is running a little dry or one feels in need of a little intellectual variety, just to go through this volume quite idly and to see what one can find. So I recollect that on this particular occasion, when I was preparing or supposed to be preparing this lecture, not being able to get on with it very well, I was just thumbing through this volume of quotations. And it so happened that I just happened to keep it open at a section entitled Fashion. See also Dress. And I was looking through the quotations under this heading, under this sectional heading of Fashion, See also Dress, and became quite engrossed in some of them, forgetting for the time being all about my lecture on the Buddha, man, or Superman. And I found, for instance, that in the 18th century, Lord Chesterfield had said, in one of his letters, I believe, that if you're not in fashion, you are nobody. And then I found that a little later on, at the beginning of the 19th century, William Hazlitt, always a rather caustic writer, had said that fashion is gentility running away from vulgarity and afraid of being overtaken. And of course, at the end of the 19th century, there was the inevitable quotation from Oscar Wilde, who is probably more quotable than anybody else except Shakespeare. And Oscar Wilde is quoted in this little book, or this fat book rather, as saying, after all, what is fashion? From the artistic point of view, it is usually a form of ugliness so intolerable that we have to alter it every 6 months. And so on, and so on. Now, as I was going through these quotations on the subject of fashion, in this desultory sort of manner, it occurred to me that there are fashions in thought as well as in dress. We don't change our ideas every 6 months, but perhaps we do change them every 6 years. We certainly do change them every 60 years, certainly every century. And we find, for instance, that about 100 years ago, that is to say at the height of the Victorian period, in the full bloom, as we may say, of Victorianism, not to say the full flush of Victorianism, one of the most popular, one of the most current, one of the most fashionable ideas was that of the hero.